Hi, I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please?
I would like to introduce you to the one, the only...
My name is Amy. I love just grabbing life by its horns and experiencing everything. And I love music and food. And I really just want someone to share all of that with. So I'm taking a chance.
According to the dating site OkCupid, the words on a dating profile are less important than the photos.
Let me see what you got, girl.
I got levels. Levels. Look at me, the mic talker.
I do like how at lunch the other day they named the podcast, and right before I could name ourselves, Dawn named us, and I was so glad about that. I'm like, thank God. I was about to be the one. I was going to...
Were you really?
Name. Hell yeah, I was going...
Oh gosh, I wouldn't have.
Oh yeah.
Interrupted George? Busman George?
I wouldn't have interrupted him, but while he was taking a breath or a break, yeah, I would have thrown our name out
but
there.
He was the only one talking.
Yeah.
So that would have been an interruption. He was standing and everyone was sitting. That's a speech. You don't interrupt those.
It wouldn't have been an interruption. It would have been an interjection. I wouldn't have like stood up and taken over, but yeah, I would have tossed our name out there. Are you kidding me?
Like it matters.
It matters to me. Nothing really matters to me.
I love that song.
To me.
And I love really that loud. My kids love that.
Mama
just killed a man.
Some dinner down my spine.
Oh, I think we're in different spots.
Something and dun 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 and tomorrow. Carry on, carry on.
Cause nothing really matters. Is that the right spot?
Yeah.
Yes.
What I'm thinking about right now. This is the one shining moment in my life. I've only had one.
Oh, my goodness.
Whenever I was in New York with some friends and Jeremy, we were at Jeremy's favorite bar. It's this bar called McSorley's, and it's this Irish place, and it's super cool and fun, and they don't have anything planned. They don't have karaoke, or they don't have whatever, jukebox you can play, mm-hmm. or something. Is that what they're called? Do we still call them jukebox?
I don't know.
Whatever.
I mean, maybe there's something cooler.
Anyway, they don't have any of those. And there were just people standing up on tables, singing their own songs and everything else. And somebody started busting out singing Queen.
Yeah.
And I joined in. And, oh, I can't remember what spot it was. For me, for me, for me. And that was not it. But in that moment, I freaking hit that note to the point where my two friends looked at me and they're just like, I cannot believe that you just did that.
Wow.
Because I'm very well known for my lack of singing skills.
I don't think that's the right thing to say.
Well, but I mean, everybody was shocked. It was like this moment of silence after that. And so then I really got into it. And then I'm really singing. And they're like, yeah, you're off again. Yeah. Like that was.
You hit in that moment, but you should stop.
Should have just stopped. It was great. This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips. And I am Lacey G.
She is my work wife and is feeling super positive. She hasn't threatened to kill herself today and even cleaned her workspace. But too bad she's already taken, guys. Just waiting. You'll hear what you're really missing soon enough.
I love it. That was great.
Thank you.
And you know, my beautiful co-host, I think her birthday might finally be over now that she went to her birthday concert the other night. I hope they showered her with as much love as we did here. And no, she's not doing the walk of shame. That's just still her big night out makeup on her face. Her name is...
Amy Nichols.
I meant to bring some makeup remover for you today, and I forgot.
No, I don't. I just need to go to the store and buy some of those little towelettes, but I haven't. I go once a week, and I have a list going every week, and on Fridays... I go get that stuff, so I'm just going to wait.
I kind of out-cheaped myself at the store yesterday because I was going to buy one bottle of wine, and I did. I got one bottle of wine, decent, under $10, some barrel aged wine or something. And I noticed they had a sign up that said, buy six, save 10%, plus with your red card at Target, save another five. And I was like, nah, I don't need to go wine crazy. Well, then as I'm shopping, I found some $5 wine. So I went ahead and I stocked up because I was like, man, if I get all this wine, then I'm going to get 15% off of the wine. So I bought five bottles of the $4 wine, one bottle of $10 wine. Uh-huh. I was so proud of myself. Like, how can I not do this? I'm just going to go ahead and stock up. I'm going out of town next weekend. I got some of the wine that my friends like, so I'm going to bring it with me. So I'm thinking ahead. I get out to my car and I look at the receipt. I saved $1 because it's not that much.
No. And that's what's so aggravating. These percentages, they sound like a lot. But if you're, let's say, I shouldn't say it.
I think you should.
I think it'll get me in trouble. I should not talk. Let's say you get a raise. And let's say you got a 10% raise, which sounds freaking awesome. But what if you don't get paid very much in the first place?
I'm with you on that. I'm completely with you on that. Because whenever I very first started working here, first raise I ever got, I wanted... It was 10%. And I go in for my review and it was great. I was sitting there with Kid Craddock, with all these other important people. And I loved reviews so much. And I wish that we still did it because reviews, they just sat around and talked about how great I was. Like, it was the best moment of my life ever.
Man.
So I go in for my review and everybody's, you're great. Here's this. And I'm like, is there anything I can improve on? No, you're wonderful. Here's a 10% raise. So I'm like, yes. And I left and I started crying and I called Jeremy on the phone and I'm crying. And he's like, babe, 10% is good. And I'm like, yeah, but 10% plus nothing is still nothing.
Exactly.
So, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, most people get a 1-3% raise.
Yeah.
So 10% raise is fantastic.
Yeah, it's significant compared to other people.
But, I mean, you're right. Whenever you don't have a lot there to begin with, then 10% of nothing is still not that much. So I'm totally with you there.
Yeah.
Jeremy was like, I don't understand what's wrong. And I'm like, no, the review was great. They all love me. I'm doing a fantastic job, but I'm still not making any money.
Yeah, I came after the reviews, so I've never gotten one of those. I think I'm doing all right.
Oh, you came after we quit giving raises, too.
Yeah.
Because after Kid passed away, we quit giving raises until here recently.
Mm-hmm. So it was many years with no one getting raises. It was a sweet surprise when we finally got one.
Yeah, a very nice surprise. Thank you, George. Boss man. And don't forget us next time whenever you talk about damn podcast. So the other day, here's just a regular day in the lame life of Lacey. All right. I love baths. I love taking baths.
Oh, I do too.
I've got a great garden tub. This sounds like it's about to be sexy because I'm talking about bath, but now I'm about to bring it back down to Lacey level because my skin was itching so bad. It was that day. I've got really bad skin and it itches and the weather can't make up the mind and I have allergies and I'm just itchy all the time. So it was the other day I left work and I was just completely itching. And I told you, like, I'm going to go home and take a nice bath. And I even went to the store and I bought special stuff so I could take a bath and soak. And so I'm laying in my bath, soaking, watching Netflix on my iPad. And I realized, I think this is a hobby. Like, taking a bath and watching Netflix is a hobby of mine. So is napping. So
I don't know if there's anything wrong with that. That's great.
So those are my hobbies, which means I have literally nothing to offer to people. Like, if I'm here to present myself as, hey, I'm a fun person, pick me. I don't have anything to offer. Not whenever those are my damn hobbies. I love TV. I embarrassed myself the other day because Nick Adams had suggested watching the show Episodes on Netflix. And I suggest anybody who's looking for something funny and easy to watch, watch Episodes. It has Matt LeBlanc and he plays himself. Such a cool series. Well, Nick told me about it and I never told him I was watching it. And I told him the other day, I said, hey, by the way, I watched Episodes. It was fantastic. He was like, you already finished with it? Yeah, I didn't just start it. Like, I started it a couple weeks ago, but yeah, I blew through episodes so quickly.
So much shaming going on. People can do whatever they want to do.
But he's watching it with his wife, so he doesn't get to watch it, and I'm not watching that with Jeremy. If I watch something with Jeremy, it takes a lot longer because Jeremy's a busy man. He doesn't sit around and watch TV. Me, I get off work, I go home, and I watch TV. I take a nap if I can. I mean, I lead a very, very simple life, and I like it that way.
Yeah.
But it made me realize I have nothing to offer. So everybody's on these dating apps now.
Which we're both happily married.
Both very, very happily married.
But
I've always been curious about these dating apps because you have to show yourself to somebody else. And this is just based on words and pictures. And this is why you should pick me. Now, you and I, we've been in relationships way before any of this stuff started. Like, people were online dating.
Yeah, it was around, but it wasn't as accepted, I don't think.
I know people, I have an aunt and uncle who met online and got married way back when. But I never had to do online dating. I never had to do the dating apps. I met Jeremy whenever I was 24.
Yeah.
And I was done after that.
I was 19.
So we've never had to do it. I did ask Jeremy one time whenever we were real big in the Tinder and the Bumble talk. I was curious. I had never seen a profile before, and I asked him if I could download it. And I wanted to do like our coworker, Claudia. She's married, and she downloaded Tinder and uploaded a picture of her in her wedding dress with her husband. Like, I'm not looking for somebody. I just wanted to see what was on this app. He was like, absolutely not. He found zero humor in that.
Come on, Jeremy.
So, Amy and I decided, what if we had to present ourselves on a dating app? What would we say? Are you going to be honest? Or are you going to fluff the truth a little bit? So, we're both going to tell you what would be on our dating app profiles.
Oh, it's good.
And we wrote one for each other as well.
Yes.
Now, in the spirit of I'm not doing that, Amy, you're going first.
Oh, shoot. I hate going first. And I hate going last.
I want you to do yours first, and then we'll end. Then I'll do mine, and then we'll end on doing each other's.
Okay. My dating profile. I'm a little bit artsy and enjoy most all music, including Mozartsy. Despite the dumb word I just made, I hate cutesy talk, and I will talk to you straight with brutal honesty. But on a lighter note, I love late nights spent drinking massive amounts of vodka and eating cheap frozen pizza. Perfect dates are going on a hike, kayaking, or anything outdoors followed by a picnic because I'm all about saving that money. And being in nature makes everything straight up better. My favorite food is sauces and spices because duh. And I would sell my soul for some waterfront property. I'm super forgetful, but one day, if you're lucky, I might need you to remind me to get dressed. Wink, wink. I looked directly into your eyes when I said that.
P.S. Oh, it's getting hot in here.
P.S. Sleep, food, and nature are the most important things in the world. If you aren't down for a lot of that, just swipe left.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
Thanks.
Okay, mine both are a little long. I didn't do like the... But I'm a long person, though. I'm long-winded. I talk a lot. My intros are usually long. It's like, are you done yet?
Get it, girl.
So, my name is Lacey G. Well, not legally, but we're not going to get into that now. And despite what other people may tell you, it is pronounced G, not Gee. It's not my favorite thing to talk about. I'd much rather hear all about you. But let's talk about me. I am such a social person and love spending time with other people. My dog is an important part of my life, but he's not my entire world. He was put before me in my last relationship, but I would never do that to you. There is a Yogi Bear in my life, but you'll meet him soon. He's pretty special, too. Here are some of my hobbies. If I'm not busy in the gym, volunteering at a charitable place, or fostering animals, I'm out hanging out with friends, cooking gourmet meals, maybe even painting a picture I found on Pinterest. Painting is definitely not my strong suit, but it is fun. I'm not opposed to TV, but it is not a priority in my life. I love to eat good food. Some might even call me a foodie. But that doesn't mean I'm opposed to eating good dinner at, insert generic chain restaurant here. And cheese is super important to me. I enjoy red wine on occasion, too, but I definitely don't drink too much. Now on to some unfun stuff. I'm awesome at balancing my bank account, paying bills, and just generally taking care of the household responsibilities. And I love it. Being overly responsible is important to me because I want to take care of anything that I can do that will make your life easier. And do you love kids? I will have them. I don't have any right now, but my loins are available if that's your thing. But if you're one of those that don't want any kids, I'm down for that too. So if you can't tell, I'm very accommodating and versatile. I'm not submissive or a follower. I do have my own values and opinions, but they can change for you if you swipe on me.
That's fantastic. There's a lot of fluff there. Lots of fluff.
So since I have no redeeming qualities, I figured, you know, everybody lies on those accounts, right?
Yeah. I mean, I lied a little.
Yours was pretty good. I saw something, some news article. I want to say it was how you know that you really know somebody because of this time and age was if you know their last name. And that's because so many people are on dating sites. But mm-hmm. I guess that's stupid because how do you not know everybody's name on social media?
I don't know. People throw out my maiden name, which is attached to, well, that's just Facebook. And who's on Facebook anymore?
Me. Still, I know that people are supposed to delete it, but I know too many people who will not. My husband is on it constantly. And he's doing it because he's buying and selling baseball cards and all this boring stuff that he wants to talk to me about sometimes, and I really don't let him. But I don't see him and his friends. Most of them, most of the dudes that I know don't Instagram.
Right. That's
so
true.
Facebook is their only one, and none of them Twitter.
I'm almost to the point that I don't care. Like, I'm so sick of seeing Facebook stuff. There's nothing on there that I'm, that's not true. There's some things that I'm still interested in, but I'm this close, just inches away from pushing the button, deleting it forever. So many times.
I'm just torn because I know so many people who's on one or the other. So like today, normally I don't like to post just straight through on the different accounts. I like, you know, there's something special if you follow me on Instagram and something different if you follow me on Facebook. But then today I did do the double post because there's so many people that aren't on both of them.
Yeah.
And because I posted a birthday photo of my dog, Stanley. Today's his third birthday.
Aww.
And took a little dig at my husband at the same time. So I had to post it on Facebook so he could read it because he doesn't Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah.
At last check, he hasn't liked or commented, and I'm waiting for him to roll his eyes on that one.
Josh is not on social media, despite the fact that he has recently downloaded a hiking trail app, and he put his picture for his profile. I've been teasing him about social media because he hates it. Anyways, despite that, he doesn't ever get on at anything. And so when I post something, he doesn't know about it unless the guy he works with who follows me tells him about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just bank on that.
I'll post stuff on Instagram that Jeremy wouldn't want me to post necessarily just because he can't see it. Now, my mother-in-law is on Instagram, so I'm not talking about dirty stuff or anything. But like for Christmas, he was asleep with my niece and she's laying down on his lap asleep and he has his arm around her and they're asleep together. So I posted it, you know, Merry mm-hmm. Christmas to all and to all a good night. Yeah. He'd be so mad if he saw that on Facebook.
Really?
Yeah. He got mad because I posted group photos of all of us getting pedicures. And he's like, really? Because I got so many texts from my guys at work.
Aww. Like,
but it was a group photo of all of us, little niece, mother-in-law, sister-in-law, me and him getting pedicures. Get out the picture then. I mean,
don't join us next time.
Well, I was kind of surprised that he did go. Normally, he goes with me, but normally I didn't expect for him to go. But we invited him, and he's like, heck yeah, I'm coming. I don't want to cut my own nails.
I think if Josh would just try it, he would love it.
It's fantastic. The first time Jeremy went, He said this so loud, I was a little bit embarrassed. We're sitting down getting our feet done, and he's like, man, this is really a special treat. I understand why people do this. And I'm like, babe, come on. Like, did you not know that? But at ours, we get drinks.
Yeah, mine too.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's nice. But he was like, man, this is really pampering. But he always messes with me every time we go because I have nasty feet and he does not. And he'll always tell the pedicure person, he's like, you won the foot lottery this time. Knowing I can't say anything sitting next to him because I'm like, dude, I'm sorry. And my toe hurts. I think I might have a hangnail. Like, you're going to have to, you got some work to do.
What a cocky little sucker. That's just mean. I'm feeling really self-conscious about my feet right now. But it's okay. Summer's coming soon, but I think I have time to fix all my problems.
What's going on with your feet?
I don't know. I think I bruised or something. I don't know if my toenail's going to fall off. It just looks ugly right now, so I've been painting my toenails.
I was going to say, paint over it. Yeah. Paint till it goes away. Yeah. I've done that before. All right. Are we ready to hear our profiles for each other?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now I know that this is a little bit confusing, but we decided, even though Amy's writing for me and I'm writing for Amy, just so there is no confusion, we're not going to be talking in pronouns. So whenever you give my profile, you're going to be saying, well, Lacey, this and this and this. Because then what if somebody was listening later or tuned in late and they think that you're talking about you?
Yeah.
So we're writing it in that person point of view.
And I think I did them all correctly. So don't judge me if I didn't.
It's okay.
Okay. Am I going first? For you? Okay. Lacey is a gregarious person with a contagious laugh and a big love for old people. Her favorite pastime is to lay out by the pool with a cocktail. She tans easy, looks great in a bikini, and skinny, so she uses a lot of lotion. She has the most expensive taste for someone with $3.85 in their bank account. Some may say that Lacey is complicated, but well-rounded may be a better description. Lobster, cheese, and wine versus death metal and a very dark art collection are just a few of her favorite things. Lacey can't imagine anything worse than getting pregnant. It would ruin her ability to sleep and her very busy schedule of napping. Plus, Lacey can stick her whole hand in her mouth. If you can too, please message her right now because y'all need to talk.
I love it. I love it. And I do have to admit, I had a dream the other night that I was pregnant. And in my dream, I was just like, oh my God, this is the worst thing ever. My life is over. And I'm telling people at work about it. And I said, all I could think was, this has ruined all my plans. And little Miss Amy pipes up over there and she's like, what plans do you have? This is ruining everything I have planned in the future. And you're like, what future plans? Because I'm very short-sighted. I don't plan for the future. It's okay.
I just need to bite my lip sometimes.
I loved it though. That was very, very nice. This is what I would write for Amy on her dating profile. Amy is not your average girl. She's more unique than that. Into gaming? Amy loves to play games. She can kick your butt at Nintendo, beat you at Naked Sorry, or lose if you're lucky. And she can outjump you on the trampoline. Just imagine Amy jumping on the trampoline, bouncing up and down and up and down. Pretty sexy, huh? That is, if you are even able to jump around on that trampoline after she feeds you some custom-made Totino's pizza to snack on while you were doing all of this gaming. Speaking of food, hers is on point. Just ask anyone in the office. Give her a toaster oven and she can make your omelet look and smell like it's straight from a 5-star restaurant. Hungry for an egg sandwich? She's got skills for that too. And you can easily make Amy happy for feeding her any kind of sauce. She always says that her favorite food is condiments. You like butts? She has a nice one. Some people in the office call her the lunge queen. Side note, I would have mentioned lunging to the bathroom here, but I don't want potential suitors to think that you have a bladder problem. Plus, sometimes you laugh in peace, and maybe you do. I want to highlight the positives only. All right, back to it. She has two kids, but they are precious little angels that are seen but not heard, unless you want to hear some funny Chuck Norris jokes. As far as having any more, she's totally open to that. Her first two were accidents or surprises, so she would love to have one on purpose for a change. Amy is handy around the house. She mows her own lawn and even helped remodel her home, and you can just smell how clean her house is. That's because she's a great and thorough housekeeper. Her kids are too. Their bathroom is so clean, you could eat off of it. Amy's skills besides mothering, cleaning, and cooking include kayaking, crafting, and being positive. And are you tired of women that talk too much? That will never be Amy's problem. She can entertain you all day, but when you're ready for that quiet time, she can go silent on you for days if that's what you want. Overall, Amy is a great pick. Swiping on her is swiping on perfection.
Greatness. Just greatness. I really thought you were going to insert the bladder problem when you're talking about the trampoline.
No, I had to stick that in later. So, would you swipe on us?
Heck yeah, we're awesome.
I really liked, yours was real. Mine was very sarcastic. I loved what you had to say, though.
Oh, about myself or you?
Both.
Yeah, you know, we went different approaches. Again, I'm very honest. Probably too honest.
I just figured if I really was to paint a picture of myself, it'd be like, oh my God, that is so boring. No, stop, swipe. Other way.
I mean, I'd swipe on you.
What are you trying to say?
What do you mean?
Based on our profile or based on knowing me?
No, your profile.
Oh, okay.
And knowing you. You're fucking being
because
around.
My profile's a lie. Well, I feel like it's been a while since we've been in here.
It has.
Because our last podcast we posted, we were actually on spring break.
So we did it a week in advance.
Mm-hmm. So it's been a while since we've been in here. I went to Colorado during spring break. Did a little bit of skiing. It was fun. What did you do? You were here.
I was here. I didn't take any vacation because I'm going to use it later in the year. But yeah, I mean, I just hung out with the kids when I got home. They were bored. Oh my gosh, they were bored. Their grandmother came and saved them midweek, though. And I don't know. I don't think we hiked or did anything outside, and it was so nice.
You did go hiking.
I did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or was that the weekend before, whenever it was still rainy?
It was rainy. Yeah. I mean, we were probably 2 miles into a 5 mile hike, and it started pouring. And I mean, we couldn't turn around. We were already, I mean, I guess we could have. But still, if you're 2 miles in, then, you know, you still have 2 miles back in the rain. So anyways, but yeah.
So I'm a repeat offender. I did something stupid again today, and it's not even the first time that I've done it, and I still have not learned my lesson. I've been talking to our friend Bulk Burr. Him and I have been messaging back and forth for a while, just chit-chatting. And he mentioned about he grew up in Massachusetts. And I was like, cool, I've always wanted to visit there. And he responded back, you've been to Boston, right? And I'm like, damn it. That's the second time.
I don't know.
Yeah. And I think it's because you say Massachusetts, I think of something else. Like I'm thinking, I think I was thinking of like Seattle or something, which is not a state. It's Seattle, Washington. Like, I don't know what I think. Whenever you say Massachusetts, I do not think of Boston.
I guess I don't either. But I don't know. My brain doesn't work that way.
My brain just doesn't work. But that's what this problem
but
is.
But I do know where I have and have not been.
I just felt so stupid. Like, it almost made me even... If I were him, I would think I was playing. Like, oh, you're just... This is a bit. No, I seriously, I don't know. I don't know what's going on in life. And then whenever I was in Colorado, we went to Durango, Colorado and went skiing in Purgatory. Girl, I didn't forget that. I've been telling people it was Denver. I'm whenever we were in Denver. And then I'm like, oh yeah, no, that wasn't the wrong place.
Let's start with a D.
That's not where we were. I just think whenever I think of Colorado, I think of Denver. It's probably a state capital. Is that true?
I think it is.
Yay. So that would be why.
So if I gave you like some lessons on geography, mm-hmm. do you think you would retain that information? Would that be useful? Or you'd be like, this is a waste of my time?
I would pay attention. Would I retain it? I can't promise
you
that.
You would not pay attention to
I
me.
I would pay attention. I just don't know that I would retain it. Jeremy wants me to learn how to parallel park, and I tell him I'm just not going to do it. What's the point of doing that now? It's because last week my friend had an event downtown and she wanted us to come out and support her. And so we had just gotten back from Colorado and I told Jeremy, I love him, but he constantly asks me, as soon as he sees me, what are we going to do for dinner? What's the plans for dinner? What are we doing for dinner? And I'm just like, the day that he asked me, I had just gotten up from a nap. And I'm like, I just woke up. I have not even thought about this yet. Like, calm down. Don't you know? Anyway, so my friend had this event. And so I was telling Jeremy, well, why don't we go downtown? We'll get something to eat. And then we can stop by her event. It won't be that long. Nah, I don't feel like going. And I'm like, well, but I don't want to go by myself. I don't know how to parallel park. And like, that's all the parking downtown. He wouldn't go with me. So my neighbor ended up going with me so she could park. And Jeremy was just like, if that's your issue, like, I'm going to teach you how to parallel park. And I have a backup camera. But
yeah, that shouldn't be a problem.
I can't do it. I can't even hardly pull into a parking spot straight. I'm not ready to parallel. That's too much for me to handle.
My husband, Josh, has a hard time parking. And he recently has gotten a new car in the last year. And so he uses the excuse that he's still getting used to the car size. And it's the same size car that he had before. And the same size car that he's had for years, you know, and years and years and years. You can't use that excuse anymore. You just can't park. Okay. No more excuses.
That's my story. I just can't park. I'm just not any good at it. And it gives me anxiety to try to park somewhere, knowing if I have to park in between two cars, and I mean, I got this. Don't worry. I have successfully not hit most cars that I've parked by. But it does give me a little bit of anxiety. I pulled in the other morning, and I have my own parking spot here. I'm second from the front, and everybody else has already parked around me, and I pull in, and as I'm walking out, I'm like, gosh, I am so crooked. Like, there's no reason why I should be, but then I don't feel like straightening it up. We're just here. I'm in the line.
The theory is if you're in the line, you're okay. And that's what Josh does. So yay you. Yay, you can get in between the lines. But it drives me bonkers if you are not lined up with the lines.
Oh, I do have to pull in and then open up my door and check and see if I am inside the lines. And I usually am. That's if other people aren't around me. That's if I'm just pulling up into a space by myself.
Yeah.
So I saw a couple of articles that I thought was just stupid. I already gave you my opinion. I want to see what you think of these.
Same. Just kidding.
So there was this 47-year-old woman who was traveling across China on a train last week. She's laying down on her side looking at her phone, and she didn't move from that position for the entire 20 hours. When she got off the train, she fainted onto the platform. She was rushed to the hospital where the surgeons found she had two life-threatening blood clots on her brain.
Oh my gosh!
The neurosurgeon who treated her said, "We think she kept the same posture for too long, which compressed the blood vessels on the right side of her neck." Now, they were able to remove the blood clots and the woman is recovering. But when the reporter went in to go interview her the next day, she's laying down in the hospital bed staring at her phone. That's the part that I think is stupid. Like, you've been in the same position this entire time. And I'm sorry about the blood clots. I am. I'm so sorry about that. And I could see me doing something that stupid where I wouldn't know that you couldn't be in the same position. I don't think I could lay in the same position for 20 hours. I think I would have to move. But I wouldn't know that you would have to move or that would cause a blood clot.
Did the doctor, I mean, I guess we don't know if the doctors told her to lay a certain way while she gets rid of the clots? Because you have to take medicine, right, to thin your blood and get rid of the clots or whatever?
Oh, I don't know about all that. All I know is that you spent 20 hours on your phone and somebody comes by to interview you and you are on your phone again. Girl, grab a book. Like, let's stop.
Man, I was feeling sorry for passing out because that happens sometimes, you know, to some people. You just sometimes pass out and it's normal. And sleeping for 20 hours or laying on one side or whatever. I've been there. I've been in bed for a whole weekend before and it was fantastic. So I'm with you on that too. But if it caused me harm and I didn't learn my lesson and I was doing it again, you just dumb. That is what I have to say about that.
I get that you have to entertain yourself. But being on phones constantly get on my nerves. I purposely, whenever I'm at home, I like to put my phone away and not mess with it. Because I am. Now, if I'm going to the bathroom, I'm going to grab my, that's how I'll Jeremy know I'm going to be gone for a minute, because it's like, hey, I have to pause the TV. Hey, baby, I got to go to the bathroom. Hey, where's my phone? That's like a big announcement in my house. Gotta go poop. So, I mean, I'll do that to entertain myself, but I'm not just sitting on my phone constantly. Now, while I'm here at work, I'm listening to a bunch of audio, I'm editing. So I need something else to occupy me, especially if all I'm doing is listening. Mm-hmm. So I will flip around on my phone then. But then whenever I'm at home, don't mess with me. And don't call me. Don't call me. Oh my gosh, we discussed this last time. And I told you, I talked to a girlfriend this morning. She's going back to a fitness class that we used to go to. And so I texted her this morning and was like, hey, while you're there, ask him how much it is, if I can come, everything else. Because I think he raised the prices a lot since I quit going there. But it's a boot camp. It's by my house. It's really convenient. And I used to go there for years. And I'm ready to start feeling good again and do something besides watch episodes in one sitting. Five seasons episodes in one sitting. So she texted me after the class and was like, oh my God, working out feels so great. This, this, and this. I'll call you later. I'm like, why aren't you just texting me with the info? Why do you have to call me? I said, let me know. I didn't say call. And I love this girl, but her phone calls be taking up my whole life, though. This isn't an in and out conversation. This is, that's why sometimes she calls me, or most times she calls me, I don't answer. And
there's just because people like that for me.
I don't have 40 minutes to listen to you. And she is one of those people. It's me. Sometimes I'm just like, I'm doing okay, by the way. You know, you never asked, but. Yeah. So.
Well, my problem is I have nothing to report. There's nothing exciting going on. So you can talk all day long for 40 minutes. And then, sure, you can throw me a question. What are you doing? Nothing. I'm not doing nothing. So you can just keep on talking.
Now, there's one other article I wanted to mention to you. Get your opinion on this. There's a new travel company called Off the Grid, and they sell phoneless vacation packages. When you go on one of their trips, no phones are allowed, and apparently all of their vacations sold out almost immediately. Now, their trips cost slightly more than the trips would cost through a normal agency. Like their 8-day tour of Portugal would be $1,800 for two people versus $1,700 through a Groupon deal. But if you don't have the discipline on vacation to leave your phone at home or stay off the hotel's computers or check your work email, maybe they're a good answer. And apparently a lot of people don't have that discipline because, according to the survey, 16% of people say they could never bring themselves to totally unplug on vacation. Another 43% doubt that they could. And these freaking packages sold out almost immediately.
That's ridiculous.
I agree.
I mean, but good for them. They had an idea that worked. But, I mean, you really don't have self-control to put your phone down. And besides, I need my phone. I do. I use it to take pictures.
Sure. There's no problem with that at all. And I love to unplug on vacation. I love to unplug because I don't. This is my break. Don't call me needing something. A friend that calls me for 45 minutes called me twice while I was in Colorado wanting. And I'm just like, I'm not going to answer. I don't answer at home. You think I'm going to answer on vacation? I'm on vacation. Will you leave me alone? Anyway. But I don't like to. Now, I will get on and post stuff occasionally. I used to not even do that. But the last two trips that I went on, I was having fun. So I was that obnoxious person that was, oh, look at me. I'm face first in the snow.
No,
I'm purgatory.
That's not obnoxious. That picture was so cute.
But we were having fun. So I decided to upload. But I've gone on vacations before and never looked at my phone, never did anything. Now, I did go to Italy and I was unplugged, yet I FaceTime you from other people's phones several times, but that didn't really work.
Well, and I need my phone because my mom is happily married for many years, but her husband is not there half the time. He works 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off. So I'm always feeling like I need to be available for her if she needs me. There's an emergency with my kids. I really am seriously sickeningly attached to my phone. But I am not on it just scrolling and finding out celebrity gossip all the time.
Yeah, no, you're on it for good reasons. Now, whenever I have gone completely phone silent, my parents knew how to get a hold of me. Jeremy's parents knew, I mean, not how to get a hold of me, but where we are in case of an emergency. Yeah. So they would be able to find us. I know several years ago, Jeremy and I went, our first big vacation was to Jamaica. And we went to a resort in Jamaica and we didn't have phone plans there. So we had nothing the whole, I think we were there 5-6 days. We didn't have anything. Well, we left the resort one day to go cliff jumping. And the one bit of information that we got the whole time we were there, do you know what it is?
I think you told me, but I can't remember.
Okay. You looked like you knew. Was that Casey Anthony was found not guilty.
Oh, yeah, you did tell me that.
That was the one piece of information. And we were like, what the crap? And so after that, Jeremy actually went upstairs and went to the computers at the resort to look more into it. But I was like, I'm good. I'll get the full story. I mean, my mind was blown. Yeah. I'm like, are you just messing with me? We've been out of touch with reality for so long.
Yeah.
But that was the one piece of information we got. Crazy. Absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
And the only information I got while I was in Italy was that Prince Harry and Meghan Markle got engaged.
Ah, see, that's a sweet story.
Yeah, that made me happy. Also, one of my girlfriends, he will not be named, she texted Jeremy and said, please tell Lacey that Prince Harry and Meghan Markle got engaged and I'm still not.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Do you have anything else?
No.
Well, thank you for listening to another wonderful episode. I'm going to call it that.
Yeah, it is.
Another wonderful episode of Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips with me, Lacey G, and my bestie,
Amy Nichols. And be sure to subscribe to iTunes and Google Play.
And while you're there, you can leave us a rating. You can say some nice words about us. You can tell your friends. You can do all kind of cool stuff to help us out and get the word out there. Also, join us on our social medias because I know that we always say this, but we're going to start doing stuff on there.
Heck yeah.
Stuff's going to happen on social media. It's going to be great. I mean, I'm not trying to brag or anything, but there was even a post made recently. So please join us on social media. Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips on Instagram, on Facebook. Loose Lips Hips on Twitter. Keep your hips loose.
And lips hip.
Thanks for listening.
That is both flattering and creepy. Thank you.